بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، وما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واستغفر الله ان الله كان غفورا رحيما. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, واستغفر الله, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily He is most forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed several occasions, and most of you are well aware of the importance of istighfar, making or seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar should be on our tongues. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is absolutely important. Astaghfirullah means I am seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was ma'soom, he committed no sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَمْلِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. So they were completely ma'soom, sinless. Despite being sinless, sahabi narrates, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates, he said, or one of the sahaba narrates, he said, I used to hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one gathering making istighfar more than 70 times. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting with sahaba, and when they were silent, they would hear him saying, Astaghfirullah, 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 teaching us, the ummah, the importance of making istighfar. We commit blunders, mistakes, errors, so we require to make istighfar and tawbah. Tawbah, we have mentioned, a person abandons the sin, he feels the nadamat, the pain, the remorse of having committed the sin, and he makes a firm resolution, he will not go back to that sin. So that is important. For our major sins to be forgiven, tawbah is compulsory. But every day we're committing minor sins, at least we make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one gathering, more than 70 times, another narration says 100 times, the sahabi counted 100 times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration, it is mentioned, Man lazim al istighfar. That person who clings onto istighfar. He adheres to istighfar. Ja'alallahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Allah will make an opening for him from every tightness and difficulty he is experiencing. Whatever the difficulty is, whatever the problem is, but he is making istighfar. He's saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And he clings unto istighfar. Allah will make an opening for him. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمِّن فَرَاجًا. And Allah will make an opening for him and happiness from every sorrow and grief. Allah will remove that sorrow and grief. And وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبَ. And Allah will provide for him rosy, sustenance from unseen sources. Imagine a person make istighfar, and Allah removes him from his difficulty. Allah brings happiness to his heart, and Allah provides for him from unseen sources. Sources that his mind did not even imagine that he'll get rosy from such places, and Allah will provide for him. We mentioned previously, Sayyidul Istighfar, the master, the leader of all istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'adika mastata'at. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. والله, you are my رب. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside you. خلقتني, you created me. وأنا عبدك, I'm your servant, I'm your slave. لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. والله, I made a pledge and a promise to you that I will obey you, I will worship you, I will be loyal to you. I have made that pact and agreement and promise to you. Ya Allah, to the best of my ability. Wallah, I confess and I acknowledge all the bounties and favors you have given to me. And Wallah, I also confess the sins that I have committed. Wa abu bi dhanbi. Wallah, you forgive me because there is nobody else who can forgive me but you. Sayyidul Istighfar, you recite it in the morning and you pass away during the day, you will enter Jannah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You read it in the night and you pass away that night, the person will enter into Jannah. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyumu wa atubu ilayh, then all his minor sins are forgiven. So Allah is so kind. Allah is giving us all these opportunities, and to make istighfar is not difficult at all. Yes. But the manner of istighfar is not that we're looking at that haram or doing that haram and committing the sin, and would that we sing astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That is why Sayyidina Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayha used to say, istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin kathirin. The manner in which we make istighfar, that istighfar on its own requires another istighfar. And then we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabi says, كان إذا انصرف من صلاته والنبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم will terminate his salat. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. When namaz is over, then first thing we'll hear is أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله 3 times. In one hadith it is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, يبنى آدم O man, إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي. O insan, as long as you make dua to me, you turn to me, you have hopes in my mercy, I will forgive you. And I will forgive you completely. And to forgive you is not difficult for me at all. Wala ubali, I am not bothered how much I forgive you. So much gunas you made, but you turn to me, you supplicated to me, you made tawbah, you made istighfar, Allah says, I will forgive you. لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if your sins reach the clouds of the sky, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, then you made istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will forgive you. I will forgive you completely, all your sins. لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا ثُمَّ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شِئَا. Allah ta'ala says, if you bring the whole world full of sins, but you don't associate any partners to me, and you ask me for forgiveness, لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقُرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً. Allah says, I will in return bring to you the world full of maghfirat and forgiveness. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so forgiving, so merciful. All we need to make it a habit of making istighfar in abundance. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Then one time we say, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyumu wa atubu ilayh. And inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, as it is mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, طُوبَى لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Glad tidings be for that person on the day of Qiyamah when his registers are open and he sees abundant istighfar he made in this world. In other words, the istighfar you made in this world, Allah will give you nekis for that. Allah will give you blessings and hasanat for it. And therefore Rasulullah is giving you glad tidings. طُوبَى, glad tidings for such a person who made abundant istighfar in this world. On the day of Qiyamah he'll see the reward of it. May Allah Ta'ala make us true mustaghfireen. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, one of the salient features, mustaghfireen bil ashar. At the time of sihri, in other words, before fajr, they were already making istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا اللهم لغناكم معافرما ولخطاكم معافرما يا اللهم كمزورهم ضعيف يا اللهم نيغارهم سياكارهم بدكارهم يا الله لكن تو غفور رحيم يا الله يا الله تو رحمن الرحيم يا الله يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا الله forgive us every single sin we have committed my Allah يا الله هم نادم هم شرمنده ہے يا الله give us the توفيق of making توبة النصوحة give us the توفيق of making proper استغفار my Allah يا الله اب تو راضي بن جا my Allah يا الله become happy with us my Allah don't be ناراض with us my Allah يا الله grant all of us يا الله complete مغفرت my Allah يا الله forgive us completely my Allah for every single sin we committed my Allah in the darkness of the night my Allah in broad daylight my Allah in public in privacy my Allah يا الله we thought nobody was watching us my Allah but you were watching us my Allah يا الله despite seeing us disobeying you my Allah you still concealed our sins my Allah you are غفار الذنوب ستار العيوب you are the most loving and kind Allah Ya Allah, you are the most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat, my Allah. Your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our heart with your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Make us become pious and righteous, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us from the mustaghfirin, my Allah. Make us from the ta'ibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the munibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the makbulin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be those accepted bandas of yours, my Allah. Make us from your awliya-i kamilin, siddiqin, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your azad. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of your ibadat, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Make us true zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the ghulam of the zalimin, from the hikd of the haqidin. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of zulam, my Allah. Protect the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jahan bhi ummat. Pareshan hal ho. Allah pareshani ko dur farma. Whether the ummati is in India or Pakistan, my Allah. Whether he's in Iraq, my Allah. Whether he's in an African country, my Allah. Whether he's in China or Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu raham ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, change the condition, ya Allah. Make there be aman in aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from, ya Allah, of zulam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Let them embrace Islam in droves, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. Grant each one of them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah.
Grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Ya Allah, give us mawt on iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah al-Sharif. Bari al-Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of qiyamah. The holy kuthir water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, may Allah. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we've got different hajats, may Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have raised their hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, we're only tapping at your door, may Allah. Ya Allah, you're the only one who can fulfill our hajat and needs, may Allah. You know the different problems we are suffering, may Allah, and we are faced with, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, may Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, farrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, Ya Allah, except all day jaiz murad, also in the du'as. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a qabool, farmam. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.